This podcast is brought to you by Monetary Gold. Listeners who open a qualified account will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. To learn more, go to monetarygold.com/grace. That's monetarygold.com/grace.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail.
You got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, the millennial with the mic, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace, stand up.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. I am at Aviva Trattoria in Malden, and you can come on by and say hello. It's on Exchange Street, and there's parking. There's a parking garage right next door. You can stop by, and we'll be here till 6 o'clock. We're going to have a lot of fun. Howie will be here soon, so come on by.
Yum, yum, yum.
That's what I'm going to be hearing very soon in my ear while I'm doing the show, is Howie eating something delicious from Aviva Trattoria. Now, you can call in. The number is 844-500-4242. And we are shifting gears here, much to the chagrin of the audience, I'm sure. Something I wanted to talk about, and I've been thinking about this lately. Kamala Harris has been missing for a while. I know that she was on vacation in Hawaii. And I know that she was in Boston on Labor Day for a Labor Day breakfast, but I have not seen her. And I have grown accustomed to getting these little tidbits of wisdom from Kamala and hearing some of her live, laugh, love type of quotes.
Do gotta go.
And I haven't heard many lately. So I'm pleased to say that today we have located Kamala Harris. But Jared, can we please do for the audience here a little bit of where in the world is Kamala Harris?
Freedom!
Tell me where in the world is
Kamala Harris.
Tell me where in the world is.
Tell me where can't she be?
That's what a tweet.
Now, I know she has a lot of jobs. She's fixing the southern border, which, as you can probably tell, based off all of the buses that are being sent to D.C., to Chicago, to the Big Apple, it's going spectacularly. It couldn't be going better if she tried, which she's not trying, so. But everything's going smoothly there. So it makes sense that she can now solely focus on her other job, which is talking about space. Every time I get a cut on my cut sheet of Kamala Harris. And Jared, am I exaggerating? It feels like the last 10 cuts we've had have to do with space exploration. And I'm not saying it's not a big deal, but it's a little saturating at this point. We've had so many of them.
She's a dreamer, Grace. Why do you have to stomp all over her dream?
Oh, I'm not trying to stomp. It feels like there's a few other things she could be working on that are on this planet. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have a couple of other, I always say, priorities. That's all I ask. I don't expect you to not have hobbies. I don't expect you to not go on vacation if you're president or vice president. Hell, Joe Biden's gone on more vacation in the past year than I have in my entire life. And more power to him, because I think things improve when he's away. But all I'm asking is for once in a while to appear as though your priority is not talking about space round the clock.
She's trying to get to the root causes in the space triangle, you know?
Yeah. And I have no doubt that she will. Can I have cut 10, please?
And everything you spoke of is about life, isn't it? And what we can do through food, through the growth of agriculture that feeds the species and the population, but also what we can do to improve the condition of human life in terms of sickness and what we can do and discover in terms of treatment. That really is so exciting.
That is, and that's all you're going to hear from Kamala Harris for a while. Now, this is the woman who I've been advocating should be our next president, and I stand by that. I mean, this is someone who, move over, Joe Biden. It's time to pass the torch. It's her time. And when she does these events where all she talks about is planets and space and aliens and stuff, it's hurting my cause. You know, it's making my job more difficult. I'm picking up the slack here. I'm trying to make her a contender. And instead, what's happening, and if people don't know this is happening, open your eyes. You know who's edging in here to take over from Kamala Harris is another Californian. We've got Gavin Newsom. And he really thinks that he is supposed to be the next president. That's why he shows up when Joe Biden's not there. The only thing that could stop is maybe the French Laundry, some of these missteps he makes where he wears a fleece and then tells people to shut off their AC. But he wants to be the next president. And that is an issue, okay? Because the green energy that California has, and it's working really well for them, it could be coming to a town near you or a state near you. Massachusetts, hello. So I want to read you just a little bit from Issues and Insights about California's net zero energy model. According to Jennifer Granholm, she's the woman that you'll see on your TV sometimes who doesn't know the price of a barrel of oil, but does know, what does she know? She knows that if you buy an electric car, then you won't have to worry so much about the price of gas. So that's her stance on everything. I want to play a little bit of Jennifer because she was telling us about these crazy energy policies and how they could be a good model for the rest of the country. Go ahead, Jared.
California is in the lead, can show the rest of the nation how it is done.
Now, Issues and Insight says, Americans are now being told that California's crazy energy policies would be a good model for the rest of the nation. Have these people seen what's going on there? What businesses would want to relocate to California or expand there if it can't be guaranteed a steady, reliable supply of reasonably priced energy? The answer, of course, is no business would. Along with soaring energy prices, Californians are now dealing with rolling blackouts and threats of future shortages. Simply put, the state doesn't supply enough electricity to do the job, and it won't be able to do so with just wind and solar. Even worse, California is already dependent on others for what energy it has. Brownouts, blackouts, soaring energy prices, sickening top-down mandates, higher food costs, lower standards of living. Is that what the rest of the country is supposed to emulate? Well, according to Jennifer Granholm, yes. And this is all part of Biden's plan. Like, Gavin Newsom is just doing the things that Joe Biden wishes he could do to the entire country. So let's play. This is Janet Yellen. She was the woman who told everyone that inflation was transitory. Now she's back to tell us about Biden's plan to get rid of oil and gas. Cut 11.
Our plan, powered by the Inflation Reduction Act, represents the largest investment in fighting climate change in our country's history. And it will put us well on our way toward a future where we depend on the wind, the sun, and other clean sources of energy. We will rid ourselves from our current dependence on fossil fuels.
Now, I just want to tell everyone that while we are all crossing our fingers and hoping that the wind brings us energy and that the unicorns bring us fuel, John Kerry will be traveling in his private plane from one place to another. The Free Beacon reviewed 75 of Kerry's official travel announcements. And what is Kerry's title, Jared? He's like climate envoy, I think it's called.
I believe envoy is correct, yes.
Climate chancellor, I like better, but that's okay. I'm not going to nitpick here.
Climate commissar.
75 of Kerry's official travel announcements from March of 2021 to July of 2022. Which show that Kerry has flown over 180,000 miles. The equivalent, just to put this in perspective, because as future MSNBC host always tells us, context matters. That's what I learned from Jen Psaki. So I want to give everyone a little context. 180,000 miles. That is the equivalent of traveling around the world more than seven times.
It's the only choice for somebody like me.
Now, why is he traveling around the world times to stop off and tell people about global warming and about the polar bears? That is why he is doing this. It's unclear how many miles Kerry will have to fly to solve climate change, an issue he's called an existential crisis. That's from Free Beacon. And he's not the only one. I mean, you look at Leonardo DiCaprio, you look at Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. These people are getting on private planes. Prince Harry's always getting on a private plane to go to a polo match. And then he forgets his polo stuff. the Range Rover has to bring it by. Gavin Newsom, I'm sure he travels plenty. But then they want you to make all of these sacrifices. And you know what it's, the way they phrase it is, it's time to do your part. I remember when I was younger hearing about when all this really started to come into fashion, you know, and everyone was getting all revved up about recycling. And my mom was really mad. And I said, Mom, why do you get so mad? And she said, because I've been recycling before it was cool. I don't need Angelina Jolie to tell me to recycle. I'm the best recycler on this block. And that's the point of it. It's like, stop trying to tell people what to do if you can't walk the walk. Don't worry about my plastic straw if you're traveling around the globe 7 times. That's the issue here. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack is back. We still get asked all the time, does it really work? The answer is yes. The 3-Pack is a great value, and the top 3 uses for the air purifier are 1, odors. That could be pet, tobacco, or musty basement smells. Jared, tell people what it does for your allergies.
What I like about the Eden Pure Thunderstorm is it is one of the best allergy aids I've had because it ionizes the air and it purifies the air. It eliminates allergens and pollutants in the air the same way it does for odors and even some viruses. And if you get the 3-pack, you can do what I do, is you can have one in the house downstairs. I got one in the basement. I got one upstairs in the kitchen. And I have the third one in my car because it comes with a USB cable. You plug it into the unit, you plug it into the USB port, and you get that clean ionized air in your car.
Yes, and if you go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word GRACE3, you can get the 3-pack. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word GRACE3. We have some people on the lines who want to discuss green energy, and I just want to tell you one more thing. This is from Town Hall. At least a dozen other states are poised to adopt California's regulations. And here are the two they mention: Washington and Massachusetts have already announced they plan to adopt the rule, though other states like Virginia are pushing back. You look at California and your first thought is, how do we become more like them? Because everything is coming up roses in California. 844-500-4242. Stay on the lines. We're going to get right back to your calls. We're at Aviva Trattoria in Malden. You can stop by, come see us, get something to eat. We're having a really fun time, so swing on by. We'll be here until 6 o'clock. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. Grace Curley. She's working for you.
I'm like Bette Midler in For the Boys. Gotta keep the troops entertained.
Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. I have a very special announcement. If you come to Aviva Trattoria in Malden and see Howie and myself, and you are a customer, you will get a free book. This is very special news, so make sure you come visit us on Exchange Street. We'll be at Aviva Trattoria until 6 o'clock. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The 3-pack is back. The 3-pack is a great value, and the top 3 uses are eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. So get the 3-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com. Put in code word GRACE3. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Should Twitter have removed Carnegie Mellon professor Uju Anya's tweet about the Queen?
No, I'm not into removing tweets. I think if a tweet is horrible and repulsive, then people should be able to see it and make that judgment.
Dead even split, 50-50.
Wow, right, Jared, I don't want to give myself a pat on the back, but that's a sign of a good poll question.
Absolutely should. Give yourself
Alrighty.
A royal clap.
Oh, a little royal clap. Yes. I know I said I wasn't going to talk about the royals, and I'm not. But I do have an update on the corgi situation a little while later. But before we go to that, people want to talk about this green energy. As I pointed out here, and I'm reading from Issues and Insights, the California situation is not good. California desperately needs more energy, including low pollution fossil fuels, more nuclear power. Even slow growth demands more power. Unfortunately, the only thing scarcer in California than cheap, plentiful energy is common sense. Ain't that the truth? Okay, Adam, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Adam. Hold on, Adam. We'll put you on hold. We'll try to get a better connection. Let's go to Alan. You're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Alan.
Hi, Grace. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
You know, I mean, with the queen and all, I feel bad. She was a wonderful queen. I'm afraid that King Charles is going to be a very sharp arrow in the Democrats' quiver of tackling this fake cult of climate change, because he's been a very outspoken advocate for all this garbage that they want to drive down our throats, our pretty much the peasants. You know, they want to keep making their high-end vehicles, their high-end cars, the Lamborghinis, all the high-end cars that are over $1 million. They're going to continue building those. But the ones that we can afford, that we really can't afford, that I mean, when they come out and pick on a man like Elon Musk, you know damn well they don't really have any intent of trying to do the best making the best electric car. The man right now is trying to refine his own lithium. I mean, Maine itself just found a large depository of lithium. They don't even want to touch it. I mean, we're taking down our hydro dams. We're being set up for something that I think we all know in the back of our heads what's coming. And this is why we need to get to the voting booth this November and really show them that we're not going to take this. We're not going to be California. We're going to set our own path. And it's going to be a path for our children that they can strive and create jobs in the future, because this is going to make Russia and China pretty much dominate energy. I mean, I just don't see a future in it. I mean, it sounds good. I mean, I like to have people buy the cars, you know, it's like 12% pretty much the population drive electric cars. And, you know, I don't want to stop that, but we don't want to force it on
well,
everybody.
Well, I'm glad you brought up Charles, now King Charles, decides to go down this road. What's unfortunate about that, and I was talking to Howie about this yesterday on the show, is that, you know, I mentioned that she met with all of these sitting presidents, and whether she liked them or not, we never knew. You know, she was really, you had to be, the charm of it was that she was apolitical, and nobody's apolitical. Movie stars used to sometimes, you know, you'd have that one movie star who'd be like, I'm not talking politics, I'm here to make money and get people to the box office. You don't get that anymore, but you always got that with the Queen. She met with Trump. She met with Biden. She didn't say, I'm not meeting with him because he's a threat to civility. No, that wasn't her job. Her job was to show up and to treat everybody the same. And you're right. If the King is smart, he will follow her in that path, because I'm telling you right now, when you look at the amount of SUVs and private planes and everything that the royals are doing, it makes Joe Biden's presidential motorcade that's full of 15 Escalades, it makes that look like, you know, like nothing. So they really should keep their mouth shut when it comes to that, but who knows if they will. But, you know, don't, we'll give him a chance. He just took over yesterday. I mean, I'm not gonna talk bad about him just yet. On this note, though, of the Biden administration and how they're dealing with this energy crisis in our country, we had made mention of the Wall Street Journal piece earlier this week, but it's worth reminding people that federal oil leases have slowed to a trickle under Joe Biden. And the Biden administration has leased fewer acres for oil and gas drilling offshore and on federal land than any other administration in its early stages dating back to the end of World War II. What do I always say about the Biden administration? They're making history. They're changing lives, just not for the better. But they're breaking records. Make no mistake about it. 844-500-4242. We are here at Aviva Trattoria in Malden, and I am thrilled that Howie Carr, the King, is in the building. Howie, thank you so much for coming a little bit early, and I'm not going to bother you. I'm not going to bother you, Howie, but I do want to tell you one thing, and it's a bit of good news for you.
Yes.
The mailroom manager is not going to be happy about this. Howie has been advocating for a pug.
Yes, I have.
And now...
Actually, two.
Two. And now that the Queen has passed, everyone's looking into how she lived such a long, healthy life. She lived till 96. And you know what they're crediting?
Corgis?
She walked her corgis faithfully twice a day.
I would be glad to walk Roscoe and Elroy.
He's already got names for them. He's already got names for them, people.
I know. But the mailroom manager wants females, and I said, so what? And Dr. Matt agreed. He said, they don't care what their names are. They're kind of transgender, kind of like Gunnar.
Yes, kind of like Gunnar. Okay, everyone, we'll be back with more of your calls. Don't go anywhere. A lot of show left at Aviva Trattoria in Malden. I'm Grace Curley.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. We are here at Aviva Trattoria in Malden. And once again, if you come to Aviva, come say hello, come visit us, and you are a customer, you will get a free book from Howie Carr. That is very exciting news. All you have to do is stop by Aviva Trattoria before 6 o'clock. We're going to be here till 6, so you can see Police Blotter Facts Friday. You can meet Howie Carr. You can give him a suggestion for his imaginary pug's names. There's so much to do here at Aviva Trattoria. Before we move on, I do want to give you a little update because the Queen's death has definitely dominated the news cycle, but that does not mean that there isn't other things going on in this country, including the Senate race between Dr. Oz and John Fetterman. Now, this brings me, because the coverage of this blows my mind. Fetterman will not debate, and somehow that makes Dr. Oz look bad. The person you're running against won't debate, and that becomes your fault. So that brings us to one of my favorite segments of all time. It's time for a little bit of journalism in the news.
And now, news.
Very fake news.
I see a lot of excellent journalism being done.
Give me the press.
I'm not sure, to be honest.
How can you ask a question when you don't know the press?
He said that journalists make up stories and make up sources.
As a journalist, I don't really like being the story here.
Very fake news.
And many of your compatriots had to change the reporting and they had to apologize and they had to correct.
This is a golden age of journalism in a lot of ways.
Mr. Biden, Mr. Biden, what flavor did you get?
News.
All right, so the New York Times, the paper of record, the old gray lady. This was a headline from New York Times Politics Twitter account today. And it reads like an ad that John Fetterman would have paid for. I cannot believe that a journalist actually wrote this. Here's the ad. I'm sorry. Here's the headline. Dr. Oz trailing in the polls and still contending with an image as an out-of-touch, carpet-bagging elitist is seeking to reboot his Senate campaign with sharpened attacks against his Democratic rival, Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman. Anything else you want to add in there? Was that a fair, non-biased take on the situation? And David Marcus wrote back, did Fetterman pay for this ad or are you just helping out? Is this an in-kind contribution? And they make no mention of the fact that Dr. Oz is willing to debate. And as I said over and over and over again, that shouldn't be a strange thing in today's politics. Like, debating is something that going on a stage and having people watch you and see what you're about, you can learn a lot. I keep going back to this example, but let's go back to 2016. Let's go back to Donald Trump. How many people thought Donald Trump was a serious candidate until they saw him on the debate stage and they said, damn, this man is going scorched earth on all of these people. He is not messing around. A debate can change the momentum. And John Fetterman and I'm not being sarcastic when I say I wish him well. I wish him a nice road of recovery. He suffered from a stroke. But that doesn't mean that you get carte blanche to just walk in and be a senator because you had a stroke. If anything, that means we have to question, are you capable now of handling this? And it's a scary thing that he's just delaying this debate. He's saying he might do one 2 weeks before. But the media is running cover for this guy. The strange thing that's happening, though, which I've been noticing, is that while Joe Biden's poll numbers have been creeping up, he has had a bit of a bump, whether you want to believe that. Some people here seem like you might be skeptical of polls. I don't know why. But while his polls are creeping up, things aren't looking good in a lot of these Senate races, including Walker versus Warnock. Now, this is the third poll in Georgia that shows Walker leading Warnock. And if you had asked me that 2 months ago, I would have said, probably no way. So these are all things to just watch as we head into the midterms in November. They'll be here before you know it. And this stuff is just going to, it's just going to get even crazier as we get closer to it. 844-500-4242. Now, since we're talking about journalism in the news, we know that Joe Biden is a devout Catholic. We know that Nancy Pelosi is a devout Catholic. She goes to meet with the Pope. She advocates for abortion. She says, I think she said at one point it was sinful to even question abortion. Now, I don't know Joe Scarborough's religious stances, but I will say this is one of the wildest takes that I've heard on the abortion debate. This is Joe Scarborough talking about where Jesus Christ stood on abortion. Listen up. He's got a real grasp of theology, I'm sure. This is Joe on MSNBC, an unhinged rant. If there's any Christians in the audience, I'd love for you to weigh in on this. 844-500-4242. You can all react to the wise words of Joe Scarborough. Cut nine.
Just say, as a Southern Baptist, wow, that grew up reading the Bible, maybe a backslidden Baptist, but I still know the Bible. Jesus never once talked about abortion. Never once. And it was happening back in ancient times. It was happening during his time. Never once mentioned it. And for people perverting the gospel of Jesus Christ down to one issue, it's heresy. Go, if you don't believe me, if that makes you angry, why don't you do something you haven't done in a long time? Open the Bible, open the New Testament, read the red letters. You won't see it there. And yet there are people who are using Jesus as a shield to make 10-year-old rape girls go through a living and breathing hell here on earth. They've also conveniently overlooked the parts of the New Testament where Jesus talks about taking care of the needy, taking care of those who are helpless, who live a hopeless life, because they believe, these state legislators believe, that life begins at fertilization and ends at childbirth. And Caddy, what a powerful message yesterday from a
Now, There's no doubt about it that when it comes to the gospel, you're not going to hear me claiming to be an expert on that issue. But I don't think Joe Scarborough is either, based off that rant. I have a feeling that was something that he did off the cuff. I don't think that was on a teleprompter. I think that was all from the brain of Joe Scarborough. That's a wild take. He's accusing other people of perverting the gospel while saying that Jesus wouldn't have been against abortion. Do I have that right?
Yes.
Huh.
That is the chef's kiss of insanity right there.
Yeah, we wouldn't want to mischaracterize the gospel, he says, as he's trying to tell us what Jesus would have thought. I love how Joe Scarborough, it's amazing, these liberal journalists, or I don't even know what you'd call Joe Scarborough, but they're mind readers. They not only can read the mind of Joe Biden, which is beyond me how they can do that. They can tell us, oh no, when Joe Biden said this thing about a voter fraud scheme, what he really meant was he's fighting for voter integrity. And when Joe Biden said this, he really meant this. And when he fell asleep, he really meant to do this. And when he fell in, when he walked into the bushes, he really meant to do this. They can read his mind. They're clairvoyant in that sense. But now it's a step up. Now they can read the mind of Jesus Christ. Must be nice. I wish I could be that enlightened. 844-500-4242. This is just a separate note for everybody here. The CDC admits that post-vaccine myocarditis concerns that were labeled COVID misinformation are legitimate. Now, of course, Alex Berenson's never going to get an apology. He was the person who was writing on Twitter about all this. And what happened to Alex Berenson? Let's think about that. Alex Berenson was writing about facts, science. He was actually following the science. And the White House complained to Twitter employees about Alex Berenson, and then they took him off of Twitter. That was his reward for actually speaking the truth. A year later, this is from The Federalist, the media can no longer deny that what they called misinformation that actually has data to back it up. As Matt Shapiro detailed in his Substack post on the matter, last year's misinformation on vaccine-associated myocarditis in young men is this year's well-established fact. Add that to the masking arguments that we found out. Turns out Dr. Fauci was right before he was wrong before he was right. There's so many things. Plexiglass. All of these, I know, where COVID started, the COVID lab. Tom Cotton wrote a piece in the New York Times about it. He was called Fringe. A lot of people brought that up. Dr. Scott Atlas, who was on Howie's show multiple times, he was run out of polite society for bringing up any of these things. Did they get an apology? Did they get a correction? Did they get an update? Did they get their YouTube accounts back? Or are we just going to say, oh, it's okay to say it now? Because Jen Psaki and Big Tech decided it so. Steve, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Steve.
Hi, Grace. First-time caller. Just like your show a lot.
Thank you,
sir. Just wanted to comment on the Joe Scarborough thing. If you had any intelligent thoughts, brains back then, they didn't call it abortion. They just said, thou shalt not kill. So I think that covers just about everything.
You're getting applause here, Steve. That's a really, really great point. And, yeah, well said. You just summed it up. Here I am ranting and raving, and Steve just summed it up in 2 seconds. Thou shalt not kill. Yeah, but, you know, Steve, I don't think... See, last time I checked, you lack the enzyme to read the mind of Jesus Christ. That is something that only the prophet Joe Scarborough can do, and we thank him for that. We thank him, and we thank MSNBC. 844-500-4242. Now, before I go here, when we come back, we're going to talk to Chef Anthony from Aviva Trattoria in Malden. Before I go, I just wanted to give people a quick update. Powerline Blog had a piece out yesterday about Joe Manchin. And so Joe Manchin backs the Inflation Reduction Act because he thinks he's going to be able to bring something to the people of West Virginia. And some of the promises were, you know, we're going to help with the pipelines, we're going to bring jobs to West Virginia, all these things he was promised. And he was promised this in a handshake deal with Chuck Schumer. As I said yesterday, have you ever heard of anything that you'd have less confidence in than a handshake deal with Chuck Schumer? But Joe Manchin, he really just put his whole political career on the line in the hopes that Chuck Schumer will stand by his word. And you'll never guess what happened. You'll never guess. Chuck Schumer might actually turn his back on Joe Manchin. He might not do what he said he was going to do. It's incredible. And according to Powerline, they did a follow-up today that shows that Manchin's political career is not looking good. Here are the poll results from Jackson County radio station, or they were talking about the poll. The poll was the Triton Polling and Research, and it found that, according to the poll, 66.1% of the respondents had an unfavorable impression of Manchin. Well, yeah, if you have a senator who talks all about how you can't spend all this money because it's going to increase inflation, and then he gets rolled by a multi-billion dollar deal that is basically going to put masks on cows' fronts and backs so they don't burp and fart, you're going to lose respect for him. You're not going to have a favorable opinion of this guy. We always say it on this show. Joe Manchin's always there when you don't need him. I'm sure now he's saying, how did this happen? You promised, Chuck. You promised. 508 says, Scarborough is a true Bible scholar. He is indeed. 844-500-4242. When we get back, we're going to talk to Chef Anthony from Aviva Trattoria. If you want to stop by before 6 o'clock tonight and grab something to eat, you will get a free book from Howie Carr. The Democrat surveillance state is here. 87,000 new armed, that's right, armed non-law enforcement agents are coming to coming to check out your Venmo account. Why does America need that? The liar said no new taxes on individuals making less than $400,000. We paid attention to the 400K aspect of it, and they slipped this in under our noses. They'll soon control all aspects of your life with armed agents rummaging through every dime you've ever spent. Friends, this is no joke. What does Joe Biden say? I'm deadly earnest. I mean it. You traded thousands of hours of time building your nest egg, and now you have to protect it. So here's what you can do to get Monetary Gold's new guide. 5 money mistakes that could crush your retirement in the next 6 months. All you have to do to get it is call 888-617-7994. You're calling Monetary Gold now to get this. There's no time to delay. Get 5 money mistakes that could crush your retirement in the next 6 months. It's 888-617-7994. Time is of the essence. We'll be right back with more. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Hi, it's Toby from Cape Gunworks. I'm taking all your firearm and self-defense questions every Tuesday. Join Grace and me for 2A Tuesday, Tuesdays at 2 p.m.
Who's better than Grace Curley?
Nobody. Nobody. Nobody.
This is The Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Grace Curley Show. One more time here. If you want to stop by Aviva Trattoria in Malden, you have till 6 o'clock to come by. You will get a free Howie Carr book if you're a customer. If you buy something, if you eat something, if you get a nice cocktail for yourself, absolutely, you will get a free book. Joining me now is Chef Anthony from Aviva Trattoria. Chef, thank you so much for coming on the show.
It's so great to have you all here. This is such a wonderful afternoon for us, especially not just for Aviva, but for the local community here in Malden. And I think the support that you get and the draw that you have and your spirit just makes Malden more alive. It's awesome.
Everyone here has been so lovely and kind, and they're having a great time, which is what you expect at Aviva Trattoria. Let's talk a little bit here about the food, because the Howie Carr team today has already had the variety of food you can get. I got a salad, a roasted ravioli salad.
Yep.
Our engineer got a steak and gorgonzola salad. Howie's getting an Italian sandwich. I mean, there's just so many options.
You know, again, it's family food. And if you were to come to my house when I was a young child and my grandma's going to cook for us, there's food for everyone. And as the seasons change, the food changes and ingredients change and suppliers change and things just get better.
The Italian sandwich doesn't change.
That does not change. The steak and gorgonzola doesn't change. But it's one of those things that kind of complement our concept, our building, and the cuisine of, you know, my heritage. And just keeps things kind of fresh and local.
Let's talk a little bit about what you guys have going on here with the Waltham Phantom Gourmet Food Festival. Can you give people a little bit of info on that?
Listen, if you're ready to party, this is the party of for all foodies. So Waltham, Mass, over on Moody Street, we're going to be part of this massive undertaking that the Phantom Gourmet brothers all put on, and it's been twice a year. But this event is massive, and it's the local community coming together. Everyone's serving food. They're out in the streets celebrating. We're talking about, what's happening, what's changing. It's a massive outdoor event. And if you want great food, the Phantom does a wonderful, wonderful job. We're going to be there with our sister companies, 110 Grill and Apex Entertainment Center. We'll all be serving food. We're going to be heading up all the bars for the event this year again.
And when is it, Anthony?
This is September 24th from 12 to 3 o'clock. You'll see us all at the bars. I know Marcy's hustling to get all the background stuff together here, and the chefs are all putting their foods together. But it's just a wonderful opportunity for the community of Waltham, for Phantom Gourmet to kind of bring food back out to the limelight, which we've kind of been in the back burners for the last couple of years.
Yeah, and, yeah.
You know, it's a fun outdoor event for adults.
Well, speaking of fun, I want to give a shout out here to the cocktails, because yes. I don't want us to forget about them. We've got sangria, we've got cosmos, we've got, you know, every season your bartenders add a little twist to what's going on there.
Yep, and again, you're a big part of that. We know when we have people that really enjoy going out and enjoying a beverage and a dinner treat, it helps. And again, those are going to be changing. Our Aviva Sangria is just a super popular cocktail. It's a classic here at Aviva. The Mai Tai is also another one of those things that are really flying off the shelf. Espresso martinis as well. So
I get the cocktail. Howie gets the dinner treat, which is always the cannolis, and everybody's happy.
Anthony, another round of cannolis over here.
Yeah, don't worry. That's coming, buddy. It's coming.
We'll be right back with more. Come visit us at Aviva Trattoria in Malden. Thank you, Chef Anthony.
You're welcome. And we've gotten free pizza for anyone that's showing up.